Well, it's going to be a very special weekend around the Dolphin organization. It comes to a head on Sunday. A lot of things going on, including six new members of the Dolphins Walk of Fame going up at Gate C at Sun Life Stadium. Unsung heroes is how they're labeling this group, and one of them joins us now, a friend of the show. A.J. Duay is in studio. First of all, A.J., congratulations. Nice honor. Going to get to see your name out there at the Plaza. That's pretty cool.
Thank you very much, Jesse. You know, looking forward to an exciting day on Sunday. You know, going with a great group of guys that have so much meaning and history with the franchise. You know, Manny being part of the 17-0 team, and then the last youngest kid in the group, you know, Timbo, one of the greatest, you know, defensive linemen in the history of the team here. It'll be fun. Excited, looking forward to it.
AJ, you guys came in on Wednesday and met the media and everything. And one of the things that was talked about this group was that when you look at each guy individually, one of their strengths was they were players that fit the team profile. They did whatever needed to be done, whether it was dirty work or whatever, did whatever they could to help the team better, and kind of an unselfish feel, if you will, to the group that you're entering with.
Well, I mean, when I came here to the team, I came out of LSU as a defensive lineman, a kind of undersized guy. The game, you know, began to get big, or you started getting big. I remember, you know, my second or third year in the league, I think there was only about maybe 400 or 500 300-pound guys in the league. Today, you've got probably 14 or 15 on every team. So, you know, the game started getting big. I was small, undersized. I was 240, 45. They tried to get my weight up to play defensive line. I had some injuries. Doug Betters was drafted, had a great, you know, rookie season when he took over for me when I was injured. Came back one season. I was in my option year. It was in my fourth year here with the team, and the team was, you know, looking for a different direction. I think, you know, I mean, we had Larry Gordon, a guy who was a linebacker for us, great player. Unfortunately, you know, he had passed, you know, a couple years after that with an unfortunate loss. And he was a holdout, so they moved me to linebacker. And for me, I was kind of going, does this team really want me to be a linebacker, or are they just trying to tell me it's, you know, your days are numbered? So, you know, unfortunately, they wanted me to be a linebacker. They wanted me to be a part of this team. Like Kim said, I just kind of fit in. Whatever I could do, I'll do it my best, and I gave it all the effort I had.
Well, that's a huge part of the success and a huge part of the popularity that you had and that guys like you had. Bill Arnsberger is also going to go up in the Dolphin Honor Roll. He was the so-called architect of that Killer B defense. I got two of you here. What made the unit so good, besides sort of that selflessness you talked about?
Well, I mean, you know, we loved each other. I mean, that's one thing. You know, it's just like a family. You know, if you don't love everybody in your family, you're going to have some problems in the house. So, I mean, I don't see many times where most of us didn't want to do a lot of things together. You know, us as teammates, our wives became friends. We did things, big groups. We had get-togethers all the time. You know, even later in life, after our careers ended, we still, you know, we're doing things as a big family. So I guess a love for one of each other, you know, a passion to work. I mean, I knew I would say I was probably the hardest working guy on the team. I'm gonna tell you that. And, you know, guys used to criticize me for sometimes going over the top sometimes, you know, like cut it, you know, take a break.
They're making us look bad, in other words.
I mean, I wasn't trying to make you guys. I knew I had to overwork. I knew I was in a position where I had to just do a little more than the other guys because, first of all, I was a guy playing out of position that, if I didn't work hard at it, I'd probably be, you know, out of a job, and I wanted to keep my job.
Well, usually on the show, you know, Bo is here. You're listening in the car, and so Bo just rattles off these AJ stories off the air and on the air. You got an opportunity now.
I've been lobbying to get him.
No, I know.
It's
great. It's about time. It's well overdue, but you got to give us a Bo Camper story we can throw back in his face.
Actually, you know, I mean, I'm not a good storyteller. You know what I mean? I'm actually a guy who could have stories told about him.
He fits very much better in that.
Yeah, but Bo's great. I mean, I tell you, I admire Bo for his recollection. I mean, he'll come up with stories I'm kind of going, damn, man, I wish I could remember that. You know? He'll talk, not just me, but other guys. Yeah. And they're all true, man. He's got those stories down.
Hey, AJ, one of the other things, you talked about everyone being close and being friends, and I know Tim Bowen, really everybody that's being inducted probably has a similar type of feeling, is you're so tight as a team. Now, everyone didn't always get along. I mean, there were times during the middle of games where there's some pretty heated arguments inside that defensive huddle and guys calling each other names and yelling at some guy for helping another guy up and all that. So it got a little heated, but it was that family argument that always stayed in the family.
Well, listen, I got two boys. I mean, I've seen them beat the hell out of each other in the house. I mean, they loved each other. They love each other, you know, more than any two brothers want to love each other. But that's kind of with us. You know, we love each other probably – 7 days a week, but a couple hours a week, you know, we'd kind of beat each other's throats.
A.J. Duhay is here going into the Dolphin Walk of Fame on Sunday at the game against the Jaguars as an unsung hero, along with Tim Bowens, Manny Fernandez, Nat Moore, Earl Morrill, and Don Strock. I know you keep up with the team. I know you listen to the show. How do you feel about the Dolphins kind of moving forward now, maybe as compared to how you did this time last year?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously this is Coach Philbin's first year. I was kind of taken by the decision because I didn't know much about him. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the NFC North, you know, following the Packers and the Vikings, that division. So, but, you know, his pedigree, his track record is pretty good. I mean, you know, from the development he's did with
Tannehill?
Rodgers.
With Rodgers up in Green Bay. You know, that offense, the spread offense that they had, they used to like to run the ball and mix it in quite a bit. So when we first met with him, you know, he met with the alumni, and he opened up to us and told us about, you know, what he's planning on doing, what kind of offense he's planning on running, and what kind of thoughts they had going into the draft. And I kind of thought that was pretty, you know, open and transparent to a bunch of guys that he didn't know, but I guess he believed and kind of had confidence in us that we would still be the family and not, you know, talk outside, sure, outside the house. But the development right now of Tannehill and some of the younger players, I think that defense is sound. You know, they've been sound for a few years. Like I mentioned at the press conference, I just don't want to see the media here locally, you know, put any chinks in the armor. I mean, you know, sometimes the media could be the ones that kind of like start messing things up when things are starting to get better.
You hear that, Jesse?
Yeah, he's stirring it up. I like it. I like it. He's stirring it up. All right, Harvey walked in, which means we're out of time. AJ,
hold on. Is Harvey your PR guy?
No, but I know Harvey.
Okay, I know Harvey. How's Harvey?
He's putting his finger in the camera, too. It's good. He's worried about it. He wants to take care of the other guys. AJ, congratulations.
I'm Harvey from the
We have to have AJ back for a full show.
No doubt.
We ask him two more questions, it will be a full show.
It will. Because I don't know when to stop.
Congratulations.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on.
All right, Jim.
Okay.